Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford Power Ford. Today we have Bert and Anitra Perez, Sacred Marriage Ministry. Bert and Anitra really started this ministry back in early spring of last year. And before that, you guys were facilitating Love and Respect videos and things over at the former Copper Point Church,
yes.
Now Citizens Church. And I'm excited that you guys are now, you've formed a nonprofit agency, you've gotten the ministry really going, but you are working in a difficult area. Mm-hmm. Bert and Anitra are helping marriages that are in crisis. And I want to start by you guys sharing just a brief testimony. I know you've shared with us in past radio programs. And let me summarize real quickly. So Bert and Anitra have been together about 20 years. And for about half of that, they didn't have the greatest marriage in the world. And both were involved in some infidelity. And I'm amazed that you guys are still together. Mm-hmm. That had to be a God thing.
And it was all a God thing. You know, and it all came down to us coming to that understanding of what we really wanted in life and what we were missing. And the thing we were missing was having that, being grounded in God, because we weren't grounded in God. So we didn't, how can we put into our relationship what we didn't have? Mm. Yeah. And whenever I came to that understanding, which we could have both walked away. We could have divorced and say, hey, you go your way, I'll go my way. You know, I think we'll be better off this way. No, we wouldn't have been better off.
Mm-mm.
We would have just had more issues, more problems, because we had that connection for life because we had kids.
Mm.
And even if we didn't have kids, we had still made those memories, those connections, those soul ties.
Yeah. And you'd made a promise to one another.
Yes, we had made that covenant to one another. Mm. And that's what was important whenever I understood what that meant in Christ, you know, having that relationship in Christ. What he sacrificed for us, what was I sacrificing? I hadn't sacrificed anything. You know, I was just being this everyday man, not living for a purpose, but just trying to live for a job.
Yeah, my Bible study this weekend was in Ecclesiastes, and it's chasing the wind. That's exactly what we were doing.
Every time
we would accomplish something, it was like, okay, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? We were never satisfied, and here we were searching for that outside of the marriage, and could have destroyed our legacy, could have destroyed our marriage, could have destroyed our kids' lives, and I'm glad things turned around.
I do need to, I should have read this disclaimer early. There's no holding hands or kissing while on KNKT radio, you guys.
Okay, we won't do that.
Well, I can't promise you anything.
Well, that, we did mention that. We're not your normal couple. Like, when I see Bert, I greet him with a kiss, and we're affectionate. We hold hands, and you don't see that very often, and I just think it's something that you should cherish, every little moment that you have. When I don't see him, you know, all day, and I get to see him in that moment, I want to greet him with a kiss.
And well, I guess to me is you want to have that feeling that you had since the first day you've seen her, right? You want to continue to date her every day of your life. Because I think that was a problem, too, is that we got away from the date nights and what we really meant for each other. We started just living for everyday life, like I said, for our jobs. And then we got busy with the kids, and that affection
kids,
and that connection just kept on getting further and further away from us. And we need to make that important in our families, in our relationships, in our marriages, and say, you know what? I love you. You can't say it enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like Anitra told me the other day, do I tell you I love you too much? And I said, you can never say that I love you too much. I said, I enjoy hearing it from your mouth.
Mm. Yeah. And we have constant check-ins like, hey, am I doing okay, am I doing my part in the marriage? Am I satisfying your needs? Am I doing okay? We have those check-ins all the time.
Or what am I not doing? You know, what did I do today to let you down?
Yeah.
Well, we have listeners, I'm sure, that are listening this afternoon, and you know, they may have perked up their ears when they heard about Sacred Marriage Ministry and you're working with marriages in crisis. But then 10 seconds later, they're thinking in their hearts, you know, we're beyond being saved. Our marriage is over. We need to file for divorce. We can't even talk to one another. You know, there's just an internal conversation with all these negatives. Let's start with this question. What is the number one cause for divorce? Is it money? Is it parenting? Personality conflicts? What do you think is the main cause?
I think a lot of couples like to say that's kind of what those your normal problems, money, or a lot of them are just differences, personality differences.
Communication.
But we believe it's communication. That's what we draw it down to in the 10 years of marriage mentoring that we've done in our own marriage struggles. It's the communication part. And when you dig deeper in that, it's really mutual understanding. It's just not trying to prove your point. So when you can communicate and have that mutual understanding, you can problem solve the money problems, the parenting problems, the personality conflicts.
Well, because you figure communication comes into play in every aspect that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. It comes into play with finances. It comes into play with parenting. It comes into play with sex lives. I mean, that's what we tell a lot of the couples for premarital. You know, a lot of the things that you go through are because you're not communicating correctly. A lot of people think, well, you should know. We've been together for 5 years already. You should already know me. No. You still have to communicate with each other. You still have to say what you don't like and dislike, because every season is different.
And it's just understanding. It's a mutual understanding that your spouse is different. They're not wrong. They're just different.
Well, in our past meetings together, for example, Dr. Emerson Eggerich was here in Albuquerque at Sagebrush Church. You all were part of that event, the Love and Respect Conference that they did here. And it's my understanding, and I hope we helped a little bit, there were over 1,000 couples there.
Yes.
And it's a, you know, it's a spectacular thing. But he talks about the crazy cycle. He talks about a woman's not willing to respect her husband because he's not loving towards her. He stops dating her. He stops bringing her flowers. He stops writing little notes. All the neat things that men do to women when they're dating, they stop doing after they're married. Or maybe they don't stop right away, but 5 years into it, those kind of things are not happening anymore. And then a man, vice versa, is not willing to love his wife because she doesn't show respect to him.
Exactly.
And so you just keep this circle of regret going on. And it was really fascinating. The one takeaway I got from Dr. Eggerich when we interviewed him on the radio is he made a statement that I thought was very profound. He said, a woman frequently, and you've heard the statement made, they'll make statements, a woman will make a statement about her husband. I don't respect him, but I love him. Okay? And so he turned that around and he said, what if a man was to say to a woman, I respect you, but I don't love you? How would that make you feel? Wow, that would be heartbreaking. That would be crushing. And what I think he was trying to say is that men need respect and women need love. And all of this has to do with really just being humble and breaking down and being willing. I want to revert back to the name of your ministry, Sacred. Sacred. What is sacred?
It's something you set apart.
Yeah.
It's holy. It's sacred. It's something that God put together and you're in union. You're one. It's untouchable. You should hold it as the sacred. You've got to cover it. It's a spiritual covering you put over your marriage. And that's why we chose sacred marriage, not realizing we're going to have a marriage ministry when we first came up with this. But it's sacred. It's holy. It's commitment. It's a covenant.
And nothing can come in and divide it, you know.
Yeah. And it's worth defending.
It's worth defending and protecting.
Amen. Yeah. Yes.
Burton and Nitra Perez with Sacred Marriage Ministry are in the studio with us this afternoon, and we're going to be talking about encouraging couples that have a crisis in their marriage or their marriage is in total crisis. Mm-hmm. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
Hey, Booty King, Buck Buckner, owner of Car Spa here. I've had a job since maybe 11 years old. Broke was not in my vocabulary. Through work opportunities, I learned things like responsibility, discipline, go-get, setting goals, savings, teamwork, integrity, competitiveness, commitment, and self-worth. Recent CarSpa expansions requires that we hire more people across the ranks of associates, supervisors, and managers. We need to build more teams to meet the demand of our business. We have hourly and salary positions with benefits, with experience in performance. We are looking for the right people and energy for both full service and part-time to be a part of our team. We have an immediate and greatest need at our newest Westside Coors location, but are hiring at all sites. Drop by early morning, Sunday through Wednesday, fill out an app, and interview a manager, and join the team.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Sometimes I think we should leave the microphones open when we're supposed to be off air because we talk about really funny stuff and good things. So thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect this afternoon. Bert and Anitra Perez, their ministry is called Sacred Marriage Ministry. And we were just talking a little bit about what is sacred, what is set apart. How can our marriages be set apart and be worth fighting for? And so you guys have shared your testimony a little bit, and I will say in the same breath that I had a failed marriage after 25-plus years, and I was not the husband that I should have been. You know, didn't do the dating, didn't extend love. I was always with my family. Couldn't be accused of, you know, neglecting my family or doing those kind of things, but did not meet the needs that we talk about all the time that, mm-hmm. that wives need. And so, you know, that's very convicting to me as we go through this. And I would just encourage men, if you have an ego problem right now or you're not humbling yourself before God and before your spouse, you really need to. And just take a shot. You know, don't walk away from it. Don't just let it go because you have a big investment in it. Even if you just said your vows, and the vows are always fascinating to me because you say words like for better, for worse, not until you're uncomfortable and then I might decide to leave. You know, the vows that we take are not things that we wish for. They're things we're committing to. And yes, does God forgive us? When we sin, do we always live up to the promises we make? No. That's why Jesus died on the cross. But we are challenging people this afternoon to give it a shot. And Bert and Anitra, you have chosen a ministry that is, a challenge at best. Yes. Bert, you mentioned something in our last segment about when you're fighting or you're arguing. You don't do that to win.
No, and
you do that to communicate.
You do
right?
that to communicate, and that's why whenever, and I didn't get this. It took me for a long time to get this, you know, and I kind of kicked myself in the butt for not getting it early on in our relationship. But when she was coming towards me, I was taking it as defensive. You know, I'd get all defensive and get angry and prideful and humble and say, "Well, that's not me. That's not who I am." But I wasn't really listening to the words that were coming from her mouth and from that passion that was coming from her heart. She was trying to make that connection with me, trying to tell me, hey, Bert, there's something wrong in our marriage. There's something wrong in our parenting. We need to fix this.
Mm. Yeah, and that's what I teach my wives whenever I'm mentoring them, that we just got to have a different way to approach the situations and approach our men. Mm-hmm. Because naturally, like you were saying, naturally, men think they're doing the right thing. They're the providers. They're the protectors. They're going out to work. They're bringing home, you know, the finances. They're taking care of things. So they're blown away when their wives aren't happy. It's like, I don't know what else you want because that's what comes naturally. We as wives love naturally. We take care of people. We're caregivers. That comes naturally. But that's not what your husbands truly need in the heat of a moment or when you're fighting. They need that respect. They need to be honored. They need to be appreciated for going out and working. It's not like it's just, oh, that's what you're supposed to do. We got to honor and cherish each other and their place as a husband or wife in your life.
And I guess that's why in this marriages in crisis that we handle, whenever we're dealing with a couple, I approach the men and Anitra approach the women because that, for some reason, I can tell a woman the same thing you know, that I'm going to tell a man, but they'll take it a different,
right.
a different way. Mm. There is that gender barrier between the man and I mean, between a man and a woman.
And the men don't want to hear from another woman that you're doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about what we do in the crisis counseling is we confront sin. You know, we build that trust. We build that relationship with our couples, and that's immediate. I want to let you guys know you don't have to spend 10 sessions with us. The Holy Spirit, we work with the Holy Spirit. This is not our ministry. This is God's ministry, and we pray for our couples ahead of time. We've prayed for the listeners today, specific listeners that God has handpicked. It's not us. And when that power of the Holy Spirit starts working in their hearts as we're praying for them, as they call us, we're praying that for them by name. And there's just something miraculous that happens, and it happens within the first 30 minutes, and couples feel so comfortable in that environment. We create a safe place. We have the space where they can share things, and we can just get it all out in the open and start attacking or tackling the issues that we need to confront.
Yeah, we don't find the solutions. We're just mediating and having them find a solution for themselves.
Right.
Well, and you guys are depending on the word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know, Anitra, you've provided today a couple words for us of encouragement. Why don't you read one of those?
Yeah, this is not, like I said, this is not us. God gives us instruction, and we kind of need it broken down and talked into our day-to-day lives. And Christ wants us to become one. Becoming one with somebody who's totally different than you, you're going to have some problems. You're going to have some storms. That's part of being married. It's not finding the perfect partner and having everything go great. So in Mark 10:8-9, the two will become one flesh, so they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. That's his goal. We got to become one. We got to be united in union and commune with God.
And that's a strong covenant we have to keep and understand. You know, it's like Jim was saying earlier, when we make our vows to one another, we don't just make them until things ain't going our way. We make them for a lifetime. We make them to God. We're saying I do for forever, not I do until you don't please me.
Right. And our words, I think when we are confronting an issue, I love what I have here too. In James 3:18, no human can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. So, and we have here, no amount of counseling or therapy or medication is going to help you tame your tongue. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. You have to be willing to have that self-control, the fruit of the Spirit of self-control. And let him work in your life and just take a step back and just in that moment, in that heat of the moment, just say, Holy Spirit, help me here. Help me say the right words. If you can tame your tongue, you would minimize so much of your conflict and slamming doors and wanting a divorce. I think it's your words. It starts with your thoughts, your words, and then it moves into your actions and your behavior.
You know, from a purely practical perspective, if you have two people that are in crisis and they've been married and that they're really at the end of their marriage, it's make it or break it time. Yes. There really is, they have nothing to lose by sitting down with you two. I mean, they can't say anything that's going to hurt the other person, really. I mean, they've already done all that. But what might happen is they might have a breakthrough where they actually see when they share what is true without being manipulative. I always think about the way young men date women. They always say the right thing. They're always showing up with flowers and gifts and little things. And I put a question that's one of my at the end toward the program, but I asked this question. Do you think most people prepare to get married by making sure they expose all of their skeletons or their sin to the other person?
No.
And they don't.
No. Nobody wants to.
No, they hide it. Yeah. And here's the funny thing, and I've made this statement a couple of times. If you want to marry somebody that has bad credit, you absolutely have the freedom to do that. No rules, regulations. This is a thing. But I think we ought to pull a credit report as part of our premarital counseling, so that you know unequivocally what the credit is that other person has.
Yeah. Right.
And then you can decide, I want to marry him anyway, or wow, what a great credit report, and what a responsible person, and how much I admire you.
Amen.
But you can't be disrespectful because they haven't handled their money correctly if you decide to marry them.
Nope.
So, Anitra, how do you have respect for somebody that doesn't deserve it? And I'm going to turn it around after she answers that question and say, Bert, how do you love someone that may not deserve it?
Yeah, and we get this, and I understand your pain. If you're in that situation and things are just seem hopeless, they seem like they're not moving, they're not going anywhere, it all comes down to you trusting God and yes. you doing what God called you to do, because at the end of this life, that's who you're going to be answering to. It's not, well, my husband didn't do this or he's doing that. It's what did you do? And when God sees you walk in that path and in that obedience to what he's calling you to do, I know I said obedience, sorry. But when you are walking in that path that he has laid out for you, he gives us scripture after scripture in his word, what he needs us to do, like taming your tongue, those type of things. When you can have that self-control and walk in his ways the way he wanted for your life, you are blessed. Even when the other person doesn't deserve it, you are still blessed.
Bert and Anitra Perez with Sacred Marriage Ministry in studio with us this afternoon talking about marriages in crisis. We'll be back with more. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, this is Ava.
And this is Stella from Monroe's.
And this is Grandpa Miguel. And from my family to your family, we want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
And be sure to come visit us at our new location on 4th and Mountain this December.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosque Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
This is Steve Ryman from the KNKT Business Relations Office. Did you know that according to Simmons Research, 72% of Christian radio listeners prefer to buy from a business that advertises on their radio station? 62% say they would shop more at a known business if it advertised on Christian radio. I'll introduce your company to the KNKT listening family. Our listeners make great customers. Email me now at advertise@knkt.com. That's advertise@knkt.com. And I'll show you that KNKT means business.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi, friends. John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept, and there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I've got a lot of stress in my life today. I've got Bert and Anitra Perez talking about marriages in crisis, and my beloved Lobos are down at New Mexico State. A lot of pressure, you guys. I got to have my Lobos win a game down at Aggie Land. And I know all the Aggie fans will be mad at me, but I'm a former Lobo, so I got to root for my team. And the Aggies are my second favorite team. Whenever they play anybody else, I'm, you know, 100% behind the Aggies. But, man, the Lobos have not seen victory down there for a while. And, hey, I'm just joking about that. I love watching, you know, college basketball. But I'm also really prayerful that there's people listening to the show today. And if they have a marriage in crisis, you're going to be speaking to their hearts. Bert and Anitra Perez, their ministry is called Sacred Marriage Ministry. And you can reach out to them at sacredmarriageministry.com if you're interested in one of their programs. And Bert and Anitra, you guys also do a lot of pre-marriage.
Yes, a lot of pre-marriage as well.
Counseling. And, again, you use the word confrontation. I don't want to scare anybody, but it's not all lovey-dovey. It's right. Okay, let's sit down and talk about you as an individual and your individual walk with the Lord and who you are. and how you're going to dovetail with this other person,
yes,
as an individual. So that's some profound stuff. And a lot of churches, you know, Calvary Albuquerque has a premarital program. I know Citizens, you guys work closely with that ministry and several other churches to help them with their premarital concerns. But I don't know anybody really specifically, except maybe some of the professional psychology folks, right, that are working with marriages in crisis. And I want to appeal to listeners. If you are at the end of your rope, you have nothing to lose.
No. Mm-hmm.
Reach out to Burton and Nitra. Sit down and have a discussion. Find out what God might do. And you guys actually have some people that have overcome, including yourselves.
Yes. Especially ourselves.
Yeah. You've overcome things, and now you have a wonderful marriage, and it's healed. Is the easy way out quitting the marriage? Mm-hmm. Is that the best road or the easy road?
Well, I would love to tell you it is, because I chose to go the other way. I chose to fight for my marriage and have my wife give me a second chance, you know, at the mistakes I had done. But talking to other people that have gotten divorces, it's not the easier route, because it creates more chaos. And that's the other important thing about why is our marriage ministry so important, not only for people, but even our own church, you know, because it's going to affect everybody in the church. It's going to affect the way people volunteer, because families are going to be broken. Families are going to be separated in the way they tithe. So it's going to affect the finances of the church as well, you know, because they're going to be splitting up to other churches.
And you were talking about premarital, you know, what the churches are doing. And what we've seen is a lot. We've been part of Sagebrush. We've been involved in other churches. And what they do with the premarital is they have group settings. Mm-hmm. Your couples are not going to open up in a group setting. They're not going to share their struggles. And that's what we love about what we use, the tools that we use, the assessments that we use, is it peels back those layers individually, you know, that as with the couples individually, and we put them together and say, hey, these are your strengths. Yay, you're going to do great in this area. But hey, there's some red flags here. We don't want to say that you can or cannot get married, but we want to address these red flags here and give you the tools and equip you to handle those conflicts that you're going to have. And that's what I love about what we do. And a lot of couples who have come to us say they enjoy that environment and that space better because they feel more comfortable to share exactly what they're going through.
Able to be vulnerable.
Hey, do I really want to marry this person? If they struggle with pornography, whatever it is, do I really want to marry this person? And that's what comes up in these assessments. If you're not honest, that's the only way that we wouldn't know, is if you're not honest and you lie on your assessment. But every single couple that we've had come into our home that we mentor and we love on has shared some deep secrets. And it is, like I told you, it's the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit working. And that's just one of the tools that I think is a great tool that we use in our marriage ministry.
Well, and it was a great tool for me, because I was one of those people that didn't want to be in a small group to begin with. You know, I didn't want to be in a small group to tell people what I was struggling with in my marriage, mm-hmm, and what I did wrong in my marriage. It's not that it had anything to do with the small group. Small groups are great. You know, I love small groups now. But at the beginning, I didn't want to be part of it because I don't want to be judged.
Mm-hmm. And then that's what we do with our couples in crisis. Instead of the premarital assessment, we have a separate assessment that talks about all areas, communication, parenting.
How do you feel about being judged now? Because everything you say, people are judging.
Yes.
And it would appear to me that you glory in that judgment.
And now, you know what, and that's where I mean with that foundation and that structure in the Lord, I've grown. I don't really care what people say about me. Mm. I just know what I've overcome.
Yes.
And if we can save that one couple, that's what it's about. And the judgment that does come, we've had it. Yeah. Believe me, we've had it. And
it's
that's
like
okay,
said,
but
so.
That's between them and their walk with God.
Yes.
And we don't let that stop us. I will say it was hard. This was not something that was easy to share and be vulnerable about our failings and our sin in our marriage. But hey, if we can, it's so common now. Infidelity is so common because we're searching as individuals, we're searching for something, and we always think it's in someone else, it's in another person. So this is common, and if we can save one marriage, if that's all it takes, then so be it. But we've seen hundreds of marriages
blessed. I've met a lot of people recently that are not even so concerned about I shouldn't say they're not concerned. They're silent about their sexual intimacy. Mm-hmm. They're silent about their enjoyment of one another. And it's almost like they live in the same household, and they're kind of like business partners. They pass each other, you know, occasionally, and they're cordial, but they don't really have a relationship anymore. Is there, do you believe that that spark, that fire, that passion of love can be reignited in a couple that's in
absolutely.
That situation?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We were there.
And that's why I said in the beginning of this conversation is people don't greet each other. Like, they've seen them for the first time, you know, I haven't seen you all day long. I want to give you a kiss. Be excited. Have a smile on your face. It is very common. We don't see couples affectionate, holding hands in public. Me and Bert probably, I don't know. People might not like it, but we hold hands. We are affectionate. And I think we lose that because we're so caught up in our busyness and focus on what everyone else needs and not putting that foundation together and grounding your relationship in that.
Yeah. And like I said, we were roommates. We went through that, you know. And over time, it's just the busyness of work, the parenting with the kids playing sports. And then you just kind of lose touch with each other. And the conflict that you're growing together, it kind of puts barriers between you. And that's what Satan wants. He wants to put barriers to destroy, to divide mm-hmm. in any kind of relationship, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a friendship, whether it's anything, you know.
Yeah, we're dying inside, but our Instagram stories show something totally different.
Yeah. I mean, so that spark is still there.
Isn't it interesting what mm-hmm. what we all show on the outside? Oh.
Yes.
Individually or in marriages. More mm-hmm. with Bert and Anitra Perez, Sacred Marriage Ministry. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
It's not just a home or a car. It's the 5 hours you spend in the kitchen mastering your epic wing recipe and the 3-hour family road trip to the tailgate party. While other insurance companies just see them as bundle or combo, State Farm agent Jesse Dompre sees your home and car as the time and memories you put into them. Jesse understands what your things really mean to you and is here to give you the protection they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Jesse Dompre in Albuquerque for your home and auto insurance today.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are in studio this afternoon talking about marriages in crisis with Bert and Anitra Perez, Sacred Marriage Ministry. You guys are always gracious to spend so much time and tell us so much about yourselves personally, and I really hope that reaches people that are listening that need to just take a chance right now. If you're a person of faith but you've never really exercised your faith, I'm going to pray right now that you will actually take a step of faith mm-hmm. and put yourself yes. and your spouse on the line, seek some counsel through Sacred Marriage Ministry or somewhere else that you feel you need to do that, and give your marriage yes. a shot mm-hmm. because being divorced is really difficult. Practically, it's very expensive, and the pain spiritually and emotionally that it has on children is indescribable.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say all of these things from firsthand experience. Now, I want to go to our ultimate example of what we all understand is unconditional love. I've shared this on the program before. I've heard a few pastors talk about the number one thing in Christianity. And sometimes they'll say it's obedience to God's word. And I think that obedience is very important. But I always point out to everybody, it is not the number one thing. The number one thing is that the number one thing can never be something that we do. The number one thing is what God did,
mm-hmm.
how Jesus died on the cross. And all we have sitting on the table in front of us, the free gift of his forgiveness. And all we have to do is reach up and say, God, I need this. I need your forgiveness. In that one sentence, we are acknowledging our sin, saying we need God to forgive us. And here's the best part. He's already forgiven us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that is unconditional no matter what you have done. That's how he feels. So now I'm going to direct this to Anitra. Anitra, unconditional love for us. We're not Jesus. We're not God.
Right.
So we want to be. We want to have that perfection. You want to love Bert unconditionally. And we kind of understand the concept, although it's very tough to do. But here's my question. Why don't we ever talk about unconditional respect?
Right. Everybody uses the love word, which it is. It's the number one command. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbors. But to your point about Jesus dying on the cross, yes, that's it. Yeah. That he you said it. But we either create our own hell or heaven here on earth by the way we walk
yes,
our day-to-day
exactly.
lives.
Exactly, it's a choice.
Whether we choose to love unconditionally. And I think we can use unconditional love. It just depends. Love to Bert is respect. In it, we're going to use love. Love mm-hmm. in his eyes is being respected. Love in my eyes as a wife or a woman, it's meeting that emotional need. It's being cherished. It's being honored as his wife. It's just, I think you kind of have to, it's all comes around love, but you got to do it in their love language. Mm-hmm. And his love language would be respect. Most men want that respect. They want to be honored. They want to be, for conquering. They want to be the providers, the protectors, the men in our lives. And we think of it as, well, you got to love me the way I think you should love me.
Yeah. Cause I'll say it. I mean, a lot of men don't want to be confronted. They don't. They feel like, well, as soon as they're confronted, well, we're not doing something right.
Well, give us an example of Anitra confronting you about something.
Well, there's lots of examples. Let's see, which one?
Let's say about her confronting me about the way I drive, okay? So that's so instead of me getting defensive, which I choose to, sometimes I will get defensive and say, well, I'm...
Doing two wheel stands around corners?
To me, I feel like I'm doing a good job driving. But I have to understand, I feel that way sometimes whenever I'm on the passenger seat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I have to put myself in her shoes and not get defensive. Because whenever I'm on the passenger seat, I try not to say anything because I know what it feels like. But I know with her, women kind of tend to...
We get more nervous.
They get nervous and they're more vocal. Mm. I'm not vocal. I'm just kind of saying, I'm saying a prayer in the passenger seat, you know?
Right. Because we're controlling that, right? Mm-hmm. So when you have control of the situation... You're driving perfectly fine. But when you're sitting on the passenger seat and you think of it your way, it's not necessarily the right or wrong way. It's just different. And that's kind of where that is one of the areas where I'm constantly saying, hey, babe, don't go so fast or there traffic's going to be stopping up ahead just because I'm nervous and I need that settled in my heart. So instead of him taking it like I'm telling him what to do, it's like, hey, my wife is uncomfortable here.
Yes.
So let me
driving.
Slow down and meet her needs in this area while she's in the car.
So, Bert, you have to decode what she's really saying.
There's a lot of decoding on a daily basis. Yes.
And if we could just get that through our minds that it's not that we're, you know, husbands, your wives are not trying to nag and complain and confront.
No.
They really are trying to connect. I've never met a wife that says, I'm trying to control my husband. That's not what we're here for.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about earlier. The biggest thing is communication, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, our wives are communicating with us. They're telling us what they want us to do. They're telling us what they need. But then on the other side, we're like, why don't you tell me what was wrong? You know, we're acting like we didn't know what was going on. So you knew.
Because they're telling us on a daily basis. More than once, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not natural, guys. So don't beat yourself up if you're not following this. It took me and Bert have been together over 20 years, and we're finally in that place where every storm that comes our way, we're able to get through it because we've built our tools. We've built our spiritual muscles. We've repeated this stuff. It's a practice. You have to be in these types of situations. Don't ask for patience, but not want those opportunities to use your patience, right? Or your self-control. Yeah. It's just about disciplining your mind, disciplining your mouth, disciplining your actions, and truly calling on the Holy Spirit to help you in those. We have the power within us. I teach so much about that with the Holy Spirit. You just got to reach in, reach deep, and say, hey, I need help here. God gave us a helper.
And that's why we love doing what we do, because of what we went through in our marriage. You know, that's why we're so passionate about the marriage ministry. And we believe that couples that work together to strengthen a marriage is powerful. Mm. You know, and whenever you're dividing that, then you're bringing in weakness into the marriage. And that's where divorces come.
You want to create a beautiful life together. Mm. And when you can meet in the middle, it's not about giving up. It's about gaining.
Yes.
Yes, you got to get rid of your old ways and your old beliefs. And you got to build this beautiful new life. You're creating something new and unique.
What I like to look at it is God wants us to be a witness of the light, right? So how are we being that witness? How are we being that light in the dark if we can't even meet each other's needs for the name of Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm. Right. And we want to exude that marriage where people want to get married.
It's a beautiful thing.
We love each other. What we do, you know, inside our home and outside of our home, that's who we are. Mm-hmm. Yes, we fight. Yes, we have arguments, but I love my husband. I respect my husband, and it goes both ways. And that's, I want people to, when they see us together, I want them to say, I want to get married. That's what marriage should look like.
So tell me fun things. Now, you guys are kind of spoiled, because I know something you do fun right now that most of us don't get to do. Your son is a pastor in Maui.
Yes, he is.
So you guys get to go have some fun visiting your granddaughter. Mm-hmm. On the beaches of Maui. I feel so badly for you.
And you know what? Like I said before, Maui is beautiful, but I guess what has my heart in Maui is my little baby girl.
Yeah, our granddaughter. So, yeah, where we have fun is truly helping others, serving others.
That's where we grow.
That is where our marriage is blessed. It's not just what we provide for couples. That's our blessing in return. When we see a couple leave our home joyful and happy and holding hands and feeling hopeful. That's what we love. That's what inspires us. That's what makes us love each other even more. Yeah, there's hard days. Does every couple come out, you know, saved? I want to say very few that we've seen over
low
the 10 years.
Yes.
There's I can't even think of any right now, but there are those. Not everything is perfect, but the majority of people that come and see us, they just need that veil lifted. They need their eyes open. They need to see things differently.
A little spark of hope.
And just that hope to say, hey, you just don't beat yourself up. You just don't have the right tools. You didn't know about this.
But she does love to go bowling, though. I just want to throw it in.
but you know what? That's important. That's really kind of a fun thing.
Yes.
I mean, I enjoy going bowling. What's more fun for me to go bowling is to watch the people that are real bowlers.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about some characters, and I hope nobody's insulted. I just love it. It's kind of like, you go watch football players or basketball players or musicians. They have their own characteristics and their own little quirks and things. And so when I go to a bowling alley and I see serious bowlers, I just have great joy watching them. And I'm a spaz. I mean, I'm about one every six balls is in the gutter, and you know, I'm not scoring too many points, but I am having a great time.
That's hilarious. Well, Bert knows I don't like bowling.
No,
but
she doesn't like bowling,
part of
but
it.
She always
I
beats
don't
me,
like
so that's why
bowling.
We have fun at it.
But that's part of doing what your spouse
yes.
loves, doing things. You know, I don't like bowling, but I do it because my husband enjoys it. My kids enjoy it. Do I like it? No, but I do that. So it's about meeting each other's needs in a different way. And
well, going for walks.
Yeah.
Yes, we love going for walks. We love hiking together. We love working out together. Mm-hmm. Cooking together.
Yeah.
Cooking together. Building our home. building our life together, dreaming together,
and that's
spending
the biggest
time
one.
With family.
Yeah,
that's,
the goals and visions that we have together.
And we volunteer a lot. We're always at the church. We're always serving others. That's just our life, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
Well, we are talking about sacred marriage ministry and marriages in crisis this afternoon, Bert and Anita Perez. You guys are great. I hope you can stay with us a couple more segments. We'll be right back after these messages.
In Colossians 2:7, God roots us and builds us up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Amen. Join me, Elaine at Ramos Real Estate, as we overflow with gratefulness to our Lord this Thanksgiving, and may God continue to strengthen you daily.
To a patient with High Desert Hospice, something as simple as a caring touch, a smile, a prayer, or even just physical presence can bring comfort beyond measure.
I was unsure about volunteering, but when I met my first patient, I knew I had made the right decision. The patients and families are so grateful. You can't help but feel good.
Discover just how easy and fulfilling volunteering with High Desert Hospice can be. Go to highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. And click on volunteer.
Latitude's Neighborhood Market is more than just a gas station. Latitude stresses local convenience at grocery market prices. Locally owned and heavily invested in the community. Unlike the national competition, they support local church groups, schools, and service organizations. Come into a nice clean store with friendly faces to greet you. Then pick up a rewards passport to save even more on gas and get reacquainted with what real convenience is all about. Always open for you. Located in Rio Rancho, just across from Intel, or online at golatitudes.com.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8555.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us from the Power Ford Studios. Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. We are with Bert and Anitra Perez, Sacred Marriage Ministry, talking about marriages in crisis. And while we're talking about all this, I can't help but think about one of my favorite Christian comedians, a gentleman named Jeff Allen. And one of his routines, he says, I don't know why my wife just can't ask me questions directly. And then he imitates her, like she says to him, honey, is this your underwear laying on the bedroom floor? And he thinks in his own mind, well, it sure better be, or I have some questions of my own. Well, his whole point is, why couldn't she just say, honey, would you pick up your underwear and put it in the hamper? But Bert, Anitra's an accountant.
Yes.
CPA, she's been a professional for a long time. You've worked in law enforcement and at the prisons and so forth, and you're now helping with security at a local school.
Yes.
And also doing that
church.
For Citizens Church. Mm-hmm. And so Anitra has a long day at work. You get home a little early. Sounds like you sometimes will prepare the evening meal.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily expect her to have all those responsibilities.
Well, and that's what will happen sometimes, like next week, you know, because I'll be off for the whole week. Uh-huh. So whenever she comes home, you know, I'll have her meal ready for her because I'll be home.
Yeah, what a blessing that is.
Yes.
But what if she comes home all stressed out and the first thing she does is say, Bert, I can't believe you didn't, sweep the kitchen and take out the trash. How do you decode that?
Well, you know what? Nietzsche's gotten a lot better with that since we've learned how to communicate. She'll tell me what she really needs. She'll send me a text or say, hey, I didn't get a chance to do this weekend. Can you take care of it? And that's simple, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of me saying, well, I guess there's nothing for me to do. I guess I'll just sit on the couch and watch football all day. So it's just communicating. And if I need something and say, hey, Anitra, I need this shirt washed for this week. Can you wash it for me? You know, she'll do it. And that's just that communication we have with each other.
Yeah, being clear, just like you said, just say what you need.
Say what you need.
Your men are not mind readers. You got to coach your husband through. And husbands, too, though, if your wife is coaching you and telling you what she needs, no. Don't make her say it over and over again. Now, the underwear on the floor, choose your battles. Choose your battles. How hard is it to pick it up? I mean, when you go through life and you go through sicknesses, illness, you know, you experience death in your family. you really learn how to choose your battles. And I'm thankful that I have a husband that I get to pick up after or, you know, serve. And what's the alternative? You know, there's a lot of women out there praying for their husbands, and I have that. So I choose my battles. But let me tell you, ladies, that did not come naturally because I was the one that would come home and say, why didn't you do this?
And I was a mama's boy, so I made it difficult on myself. So
yeah. Anitra, you have some ideas about how you approach your spouse about an issue. What are the things that you need to check before you bring up an issue to your spouse?
Yeah, so I think that's the biggest part where I coach my wives is make sure that you are prepared for that conversation. Set the tone. Don't say it in the heat of the moment. Make sure you're going to use the right words. Your words are so powerful, ladies. What you speak, it comes from your heart. So in that heat of the moment when you're angry and you're frustrated, take a step back, go for a walk, say, hey, maybe in a couple days, let's discuss this. Always don't do it while you're emotionally driven. If you can see that your anger is rising and you're frustrated, take a step back, take a breather, take 10 deep breaths and really think it through. Always make sure your words and your timing. An example was Bert's driving. We're driving home in rush hour traffic and he's getting frustrated. And after the third car where he's getting frustrated, I could see it was just getting worse. And I probably shouldn't have said anything in that moment because he was stressed out. And I still said something. I'm like, hey, babe, we're just in rush hour traffic. It's going to take us a while to get home. Make sure you have the timing right. I should have just bit my tongue, let him get through it, but I didn't. So make sure your timing is right. Make sure you're not doing it on date night. You're not talking about issues with the kids on date night. Enjoy yourselves. Or your husband just came through the door and you're complaining about your day. It's the timing. It's the way you're presenting it. Do you have a smile on your face? Are you saying, hey, we really need to talk about this? The space. Are you in front of people? I cringe when I hear, you know, wives being critical with their husbands in front of people, in front of their family members. I've even heard it, you know, at church where they think it's funny and they don't mean any harm from it, but they'll joke around and say, oh, my husband, I have four kids and my husband's one of them. Ouch. Don't do that. You're disrespecting your husbands. And I know we don't mean it in a harmful way, but watch your words, watch your tone, watch the timing and who's in front of you. Are you saying it to the congregation? Did you just say that your husband is like your child? Really be mindful of that. See if they're stressed out, if they're hungry, if they need a nap, whatever it is. It's those timing things and really your words. And I have a homework assignment for our listeners is throughout the day, write down every time you have been critical to your spouse. See how many times you might not even realize it. Record yourself. If you're angry with your husband and you want to confront him on an issue, record yourself first and listen to how your tone is, how it comes up in your voice. Listen to it and see if that's really how you want to present it. Confrontation is not a bad thing. Confrontation is to enhance your relationship, to get rid of some things, come up with a solution. Yeah. You don't have to be miserable and just settle. Choose your battles wisely.
And that goes the same for men. Everything that Anitra said, we have to follow it as well. Don't go into a conversation emotional, you know, with your pride. Humble yourself. Mm-hmm. Humble yourself. What are you truly trying to achieve by going into this conflict? Is it some conflict that you have anger going into? Because if you're angry already, don't even try and go into it. Don't even try and discuss it. Mm-hmm. Discuss these situations when you guys are both calm and willing to hear both sides.
Yeah. And body language, yeah. Rolling your eyes, crossing your arms, that's
putting
huge.
Your hands on your hip.
Your tone. I mean, it takes practice, ladies. It takes practice. It's not something that comes naturally.
Well, Bert and Anitra are going to have some final tips for us, especially if your marriage is in crisis. We'd encourage you to get in touch with sacredmarriageministry.com, Bert and Anitra Perez. More from them right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clink and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosca Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our final segment this afternoon, Bert and Anitra Perez with Sacred Marriage Ministry. And Bert, take us through a scenario, if you would, if you are a person with a marriage in crisis. Maybe you're an employer and your employee is having a tough time. Maybe you're a church. And,
yeah, I mean, yes, like we said, on. We're a nonprofit. So if any business out there wants to donate for their employer, I mean, one of their employees to come see us, a one-on-one basis to kind of work on their marriage, or a church that wants to get them a couple out of the group setting into just a one-on-one setting where they can be more vulnerable and just give it. If this is the last shot you want to give for your relationship, if you're out there and you guys are thinking about leaving, give us a call, send us an email. That's what we're here for. We don't want to see you guys walk away, but you guys understand that you guys have given it your 100% to the Lord in God's eyes, what He's asked for in the Word. Before you guys leave, give it your best shot.
Mm. Right, I agree, and that's what we tell, or I tell my wives, if they do want to walk away, I'm like, hey, walk away knowing that you did everything possible with everything that you yes. need to know. Sometimes we just don't know what that looks like, and we're so frustrated. We've been trying it our way, we've been trying to model it, we've been getting bad advice from our divorced friends, or whatever it may be. Come get some godly counsel. We can open your eyes. And just give you some hope. And then if you've tried everything and you just know you just have these differences and things aren't going to work out, you can walk away with peace knowing you did everything possible. You have nothing to lose. You really don't.
When you talk about people that have committed themselves forever to one another, which I don't know of a wedding ceremony, secular or Christian or other, where you get up there and make a partial commitment to each other.
Sure.
Yeah.
But living up to that is really tough. So Sacred Marriage Ministry, Bert and Anitra Perez, their website is sacredmarriageministry.com. Thank you all for joining us this
afternoon.
Thank
you
all. Thank you so much.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.